Photographer Ken Cashin reveals the shifting moods and colors of Sarah Davis's garden in his latest handmade art book. Sized to fit right in the palm of your hand, the book includes photos, a seed packet, and more. Cashin has named his book This Moment in Sarah's Garden. He says he had a strong emotional reaction to the space created by Sarah Davis, and along the way, met some kindred spirits who collaborated with him in his work.
The people that work there, especially the master gardeners, are just a great group of people. They're very concerned about maintaining the garden, about the heirloom varieties that are there, the ties historically to Sarah and what those plants meant to her and to her family and especially her sister. So that's kind of captivating when you get that kind of energy and that kind of collaboration with people, because I really relied on them quite a great deal in order to figure out when I needed to go back to take certain varieties. And I remember talking to some of the folks about, well, when is this going to come out? And when is this going to bloom? And they were very patient, but they realized that I was a little impatient trying to get in there and get them shot.
Are you a gardener yourself?
I'm really not, but I appreciate them. And I really appreciated the challenge of trying to do the project that I envisioned from the beginning.
What did you originally envision, and did you achieve it?
What I really wanted to do with this project is I wanted to make it as interesting and complex and involve as many parts as I could.
So not just you open it up and there's books and there's page after page of photos.
Right.
There's so much more going on here.
Well, there is. I'm hoping there is. And I employed the really expertise of so many people. One of them would be the master gardeners and their expertise and their knowledge about the plants and about the garden. But also, I had worked previously with Kathleen Kirk, who is a poet and a playwright and an actress. She had contributed poems to an earlier publication that I did that was about the Mackinac River. And so she was kind of one of the people that I thought about when I thought it'd be really nice to be able to include some poems about the photographs that I took.
So these poems are completely original to this project.
That's right. And then Marcia Young, who was a site manager there for years, historian, and she wrote a very nice piece about Sarah and about Sarah's place in history, her place in her marriage and her life, her family.
So we get a lot of context about the woman who originated the garden.
Correct. Yeah. And in addition to that, she and her family wrote letters.
Oh, do you have snippets
frequently
of letters?
There are snippets of letters that are in the booklet. David and Sarah wrote back and forth all the time because Judge Davis was on the road on the 8th Judicial Circuit, and then he was gone as a Supreme Court justice. But they settled into kind of a schedule of writing to each other on Sunday and Wednesdays. In addition, Sarah and her closest sister, Fanny, who lived out east, wrote letters back and forth about their respective gardens and they traded plants and they traded seeds for many years.
So this book is a completely handmade book.
Yes, it is. Because there are four parts to it, I asked different people to help me in different ways. The booklet was printed by a company in town, Starnet, and so they printed that. They printed the seed packet and put that together.
So we have California poppies.
Yes, right. And then I made a small art print to go in with the package. And then the big part of the project that I had my hands in most was the accordion style book that I produced that has the poems and the photographs and a little bit of information. I wrote a little introduction to the book, and there's information about how I did one of the special photographs in the book.
And they're all enclosed in a wonderful folding container.
Yes, it's a case that I designed. It all contains all of the parts. The case is approximately 4.5 inches square and about 1 inch thick.
What challenges did you encounter as you were working on this project?
Well, usually the challenges that I have are self-inflicted. And so the one biggest challenge that I had was I had this vision about a panoramic photograph of the garden. I'm kind of I really love both horizontal and vertical panoramic images. And so I wanted to do a panoramic image of the garden, but I wanted to add a dimension to it that was basically a daybreak to sunset panoramic image of the garden that is all in one photograph. And I liked the idea of the kind of technical challenge associated with that, but I also liked how it was kind of a metaphor for Sarah and her life in the garden. Technically, it was challenging because I had to go back a number of times to do this. Is comprised of three photographs, early morning, noon, and night. And so I needed to make sure that I had good weather for each day because I wanted...
How did you arrange that, Ken? I'm amazed.
I arranged it because I went back about a dozen or more times.
Oh, my goodness. You call the book This Moment in Sarah's Garden. Why the focus on the moment?
I think that comes back to the whole idea of time. One of the poems that Kathleen Kirk wrote has that phrase in it, and it may be actually an excerpt from a letter that Sarah wrote to Fanny.
There's a lot of moving parts in this unique project. How many copies out there?
There'll be 50 copies altogether. I've already made 16. And I've promised that by or before December, the middle of December, the rest of them will be done and will be available.
That's photographer Ken Cashin. His latest art book, This Moment in Sarah's Garden, is available at his website. I'm Laura Kennedy.